If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today's caller is at a crossroads. Should she keep pursuing her side hustle idea, even though it hasn't been profitable? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Now, this question, almost every person who starts a side hustle or a small business, even a capital E entrepreneur, pretty much we all encounter this challenge. And we encounter this challenge not once, but often repeatedly. It's really important to develop the skill of evaluation so you know when to quit and when to keep going. And in this situation, there are a couple things you can do. So hopefully this will be helpful for Sophia, our caller, and maybe even someone else out there. All right, detailed question and my answer coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, Chris. This is Sophia from Chicago. Thanks for all the helpful advice and fun stories. A year ago, I had what I thought was a great idea, but it just hasn't worked out very well. It seems no one wants what I have to sell. How do I know if my idea is bad or if I just didn't develop it properly? I don't want to chase bad ideas, but I also don't want to quit if there are a couple more steps I need to take. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Sophia, thanks so much for calling in. As I said, you are in good company. Or at least you're in a lot of company because we have all been there. A couple things you can do in this situation. You know, when to let go of an unprofitable idea versus, you know, persevering, continuing to take steps. First, let's say, you know, for this idea, did you do any sort of validation before launching? Like you said, you had what you thought was a great idea, but it hasn't worked out super well. Well, validation, market research, testing, it's not always necessary. In fact, I think sometimes it's overdone. There's lots of different projects that you get validation on just by starting, you know, and trying things out. So totally okay. But when it's not working out, maybe it's good to take a step back and do that market research, do some simple testing. I write about this a lot in the book Side Hustle, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. There's a whole method there you can use to essentially see if there is market demand. Next, you know, do you see something obvious you could change? Sophia says, you know, I don't know if my idea is bad or if I just didn't develop it properly. Well, what do you change? You know, what might be different? What might produce different results if you changed the offer, if you changed the type of service, if you changed how you're doing your marketing? I think one way or another, either you change your approach, you do take some steps to kind of mix it up and see how that goes, or, you know, you just decide to put this on pause. You can put this idea on pause for a while you try something else. You don't have to abandon it entirely. If you feel some attachment to it, if you think, I'm not sure it's going to work, but I don't want to let go of it. Well, just put it on pause, let's say. And you might end up letting go of it that way, but that's okay because it's just on pause. If you want to go back to it, you can. I think the main thing is whatever you do, your goal is to avoid getting stuck more than making the decision one way or another. That's what I think about that. As I said, we've all been there, and the best thing we can do is to move forward. So good luck, Sophia. Good luck, listeners. If you've got a question of your own, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them. I so enjoy this daily conversation. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.